Hello, everyone. My name is Ashton Bliante, and I'm here with Ritwik, and we're here to discuss how Ritwik became a part of the Art Sci-Lab. So, Ritwik, it's my understanding that you're from India, correct?
Yeah.
So, how did you come over to the States? How did you come to be a part of the Art Sci-Lab?
Yeah, so I studied in India, and I did my bachelor's in mechanical engineering there. For a while, I was lost into engineering, and I wanted to do something in the sciences. But then later I started realizing that engineering was just the application part of it. So I wanted to study what was behind engineering, something like science, pure science. So after my engineering, I took 2 years to figure things out. I was just working around, working in an insurance company for some time. And then the next year, I just took a gap year thinking I'll just focus on what I want to do, what I want to really learn. And then I started looking into music. I started getting into a lot of music, and I did a film appreciation course where we just watched films for hours together, and we just discussed on it, and it was really good. It was really liberating to me. So I wanted to do something, tied my interests between the arts and the sciences, which the arts was the sound and the video for me, and the science was communicating anything that was around us.
Interesting.
So I wanted to do something relating to both of it. So I discussed this with my sister's PhD advisor. My sister does her doctorate in contemporary philosophy in Manipal Institute of Technology. And her mentor is Sundar Sarukai. He's a famous philosopher from India. He has done a lot of work in epistemology and knowledge curation and things like that. And he advised me saying, you have to do a course which has both arts and sciences.
Mm.
I met him, and then immediately he told me that UT, University of Texas at Dallas, has a course which combines both arts and sciences.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's why I searched, and then I saw that Roger Molina was on the board of Art Sci-Lab. And then I immediately applied for the Arts and Technology program. I got through. So I came one of the days, one of my relatives dropped me to college, and they told just roam around. And then I came, I just walked inside the ATEC building.
Okay.
And I just walked, I was walking the floors, and then I saw this person walk by me. He was wearing a suit, and he had a white beard. And then immediately I looked at his face, I came to know that, oh, this is Roger Molina. He just walked by me. Okay. And then immediately I just approached him. I told him, I saw a lot of your work. I'm really interested in working in your lab. And then that's how I got to know what creative disturbance is.
Sure. So, but you had applied to other places too, right? Like, I think you had one in Germany, right, that you were accepted into?
I applied for a master's in geophysics.
Wow.
At Ludwig Maximilian University. And I had got an admit from them as well, but I couldn't take it because that I felt that course would start shunning my my passion for the arts and what I feel for the arts. So I that's why I took this course.
So you know, we do a lot of collaborative work in the art science lab. What is sort of your goal? What do you hope to get out of working in this space and in these different areas of study? You know, what is it that you're looking to get out of that? What do you enjoy about that?
I enjoy the aimlessness of everything in the Art Sci-Lab. There is no aim in the Art Sci-Lab because all collaborations need not have an end point. That's totally justified, and it's a total metaphor in the Art Sci-Lab where you don't need to have an end point to everything that you start. You just start off and you have a journey inside a lab, and you continue the journey. It's like starting a journey. So a collaboration does not need to have any particular goal or any particular tendency to achieve something. It can just be a journey. So that's what I feel.
I mean, but at the same time, you do want to have goals. You do want it to be productive. I mean, that's why you work with people, is to produce something, right? And I mean, the production or what comes out of that is a product of the journey, certainly. But I think that to say that there's no goals, I guess I would struggle with that, because when we meet with someone, for instance, with the MicroLux project with Jeremiah, right, we said, okay, we want to do this bioluminescent project with this bacteria and make this bacteria sing for us, but for what goal? Like, what's the end goal? And true, there's been a lot of journey through it where we have, you know, worked with them getting things set up on the science side while we supply sort of the more artsy side. And but there, we have set goals, and you know, those goals help drive us on the journey too, right?
In my experience in the Arts Lab, it's always been the opposite, where I have tried to act first and step into unknown territory and then have set a goal. It's that's how my my journey in the Arts Lab has made it feel interesting for me.
Okay.
So whenever I go through an experience or try to delve into something, because the bioluminescence project drove me to seeing into phototransistors at one point. And then I started looking into actual photodiodes that we can use to convert light to sound. And then I started exploring more territory. And this territory was open to me because I had just two worlds, bioluminescence and sonification. What could I do with these two worlds? So I did not develop a structure as such in the beginning. And as I went inside the project, I started shaping the whole up. So the shaping was done, I felt,
on the way.
Right,
yeah. Well, and I get that too, because you know, with a lot of these things, we do try some projects or ideas that are a little bit more experimental, and it's hard to define what that turns into until you actually get into it a little bit. So those goals are still there and they still develop. It's just not as clear cut or immediate as some other projects. But I definitely understand the free form way of thinking that you're describing.
Yeah.
I guess, so what did the ArtSci Lab, you know, obviously there's it's ArtSci Lab, it's the Art Science Lab, and that sounds interesting, but what is it that really drew you in to, like, was there something that we were doing in the lab that you saw specifically, or was it more Roger Molina that you were interested in as a mentor? What was it that really brought you here specifically, where you said, this is where I want to be, this is where I have to be?
The interest in art science came immediately after the 2 years where I had completely went off.
You took a sabbatical.
I went off course. Yeah. It wasn't a sabbatical, it was just off course. It was rebellious off course.
Okay.
So I just went away from the academics, and then I started realizing that there are these opportunities where there are no boundaries to what you study. You can embrace what you study immediately, seeing what you want to know. So if you want to look at a mic in front of you, you can see the mic and start experiencing the mic and start seeing what it records. That can be one part of it. And then you say, how do the waves get captured in the mic? And then you start studying the electronics of it.
The physics, right?
The physics of it.
Sure.
And then you start visualizing the physics, and then you see that the waves are a pattern, and that is art too. So it's intertwined in one way or the other. So the ArtSci Lab made true sense to me. So that's why when I came into the ArtSci Lab, I was expecting brutal collaboration, because people from a wide background are a part of the ArtSci Lab, and everyone is from different parts of life.
Oh, and that's what
walks
makes it
life.
Interesting,
yes.
Too. You know, but did you not experience that same thing in mechanical engineering? Or how is mechanical engineering really different than that?
Mechanical engineering was very much application-based. It started using all the knowledge that we built across in science in very, how do we do this in our life? How do we make machines in our life? How do we mechanize everything? How do we make a car? How do we start making a steering wheel? All this thought, I started thinking about all this, and I came to know that it's not going to lead us anywhere unless there has been a certain foundation. So we were studying things that were already had a foundation, but I wanted to know the authenticity of that foundation.
So give me an example of that, though, because I'm not sure.
So
but I'm clear.
If you take the, let's take the simple piston. Take a piston, how it works. It starts pump. Doing that. It's a normal pump which goes inside a pipe and starts doing that. That came from a simple principle which says there is pressure when you push it down, and then it distributes it to the two valves if it has different pressures. So you can measure pressure by the amount of liquid that is going out, everything. So that piston started from the basic principle that it said this. But no one is asking questions about why is it doing that. So I was more interested into the why of it.
Okay.
So that's what drove me away from engineering, after mechanical engineering, because I was upset that I had learned so much of the applications, but I never knew what the foundation was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then do you see or use any of that frame of thinking in the ArtSci lab?
Yes.
Even though you're no longer a part of that practice?
Yes, I shunned that world of engineering for a while, but then it always embraces me because it is a beautiful combination of all the major sciences, physics, chemistry, maths, and all the other basic sciences that are involved in it keeps you awake.
Interesting.
So all the knowledge that I learned from mechanical engineering still comes into picture in the ArtSci lab. So when I studied about the lumens, the light, how is light measured? Do you go into lumens? Do you go into intensity? Is it a basic energy form? So it all builds up to the basics of thermodynamics, and it connects in different ways.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
So, Ashton, can you tell us how creative disturbance started?
I wasn't here for the start of creative disturbance. I actually came a bit later, but I can tell you how I got into it, and I was in a introductory course as when I just transferred to UT Dallas. I think it was my first semester, and I was taking an intro game course where you kind of learn all the different parts of gaming, and so that you could then after that course decide, okay, what kind of path do you want to go on, what are the different elements, so you can choose what to study. And Roger Molina came to speak to my class, actually. And he talked about the Data Stetho project and just some of the other stuff that happens in the ArtSci lab. And because before transferring to UT Dallas, I was a biochemistry pre-med major, I still had and still do have a large interest in the sciences. But I found myself wanting to be more creative and artistic. And so I came to ATEC, right? But the sciences was missing here. And so when I heard about what Roger was doing in the lab, I immediately gained interest. And right after he talked, I approached him and I said, hey, this is where I'm from. This is what I was doing. I have a technology background and I want to work in this lab. And because I have experience with sound and with music, I was a bit qualified for a sound designer position in Creative Disturbance, and so a gentleman named Steven trained me to be a part of Creative Disturbance and the editing team, and the rest is history. And so that's what got me into the ArtSci lab, and you know, since there have been several projects that have been started, Arteca, Bioluminescence, I know we have the exhibit from Alex Garcia Topet. And it's just all fascinating, you know. Being a part of the lab is a really awesome environment. I mean, as I'm sure you know, both from a project standpoint, but also from a people standpoint, you know.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned
And what do
earlier,
you prefer for the snacks in the ArtSci lab? What do you like eating
in the
ArtSci
lab? What
do I like
eating? Man, I got a really nasty sweet tooth. So I'll tell you what, anytime there's some cookies in there, I'm definitely eating one. But
the chewy chocolate chip cookies.
Well, they're not. They're hardly ever chewy because they're almost always stale. but yes, those are generally the ones that I go for. But yeah, you know, that's the ArtSci lab that both you and I have come to learn and enjoy.
Yeah.
And
make sure you have a coffee in the ArtSci lab, and make sure you get into a mess.
Well, no, don't create a mess. You know?
Make sure you have a conversation and a coffee in the ArtSci lab.
Well, yeah, I mean that's good. Collaboration starts with communication. So, yeah. Well, I think we're gonna wrap it up, and we'll see you next time.